Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
It's always such a blessing for me to be able to come to Irvine Church to share in worship and fellowship with you all.
我认为每次能来到尔湾教会来跟弟兄姐妹在这里团契互动，分享神的恩典，这是一个很大的祝福。
Just a little while ago, I was sharing with Deacon Cho how wonderful and amazing God works through His Holy Spirit.
我在不久前在跟周志志在分享说，神的恩典跟圣灵的奇妙的恩典是难以宣述的。
Deacon Cho and I did not share with each other what our sermon topics were going to be.
周志志跟我并没有互相分享说我们今天所要讲的题目是什么。
And it just so happened that the topic I share with you this afternoon, living one day at a time, pretty much ties in with his topic from this morning.
所以今天下午我想要用的这个题目活在当时当下是跟他早上的有这个互相呼应的这个异曲同工之妙。
We'd even chosen one of the same hymns.
我们甚至选了同样的诗。
So God is truly wonderful.
所以神真的是很奇妙的。
This topic I share with you, living one day at a time, is one that I think perhaps we often forget.
我今天想要分享这个题目，活在当下，也可能是我们时常忽略的。
I'd like to start off by asking you a question.
我想要先问大家一个问题。
What if you somehow knew that you only had 24 hours to live?
如果你知道你只有24小时可以活的话，
How would that impact your life?
那怎么会影响你的生命呢？
What changes would take place?
那你生活当中会做什么样的改变？
Would your priorities change?
你的优先次序是否会变？
Would that stressful life of striving for a higher education still be important?
那些焦虑的生活，那些要追求更高的学问的生活，是否会做改变呢？
Would trying to please your customers still be important?
或者尝试着要满足你的顾客，这是否还是一样的重要呢？
Would things that didn't seem to be so important before suddenly become very important to you?
是否会有一些以前认为不这么重要的，突然之间变得非常的重要？
You know, it's very easy in life to waste our life by procrastinating, by putting things off.
在我们生命当中，我们时常会因为拖延而浪费我们的生命，浪费我们的时间。
We spend a lot of time, a lot of waste in time, thinking and focusing on things in the past.
我们常常浪费很多的时间，想过去所发生的事。
Fearing the future.
或者是担忧明天将要发生什么事。
And focusing on those smaller, non-trivial things, non-important things of life.
或者是专注于那些琐碎的小事。
But you know, the most important time frames are the minutes that make up each and every day.
但是最我们生命中最重要的时刻就是那每天的一分一时钟。
We always strive for happiness.
我们时常要追求这个快乐。
But happiness will only come as we learn to live in the moment.
但是真的要得到这个快乐，只能学习说要活在当下。
Let us turn to the Old Testament, Lamentations.
我们请翻开
耶利米哀歌 Lamentations after Jeremiah
在耶利米书后面
Lamentations chapter 3
耶利米哀歌第三章
Verses 22 and 23
22节23节
Lamentations 3 verse 22Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. Verse 23.
23节
They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
22节我们不至消灭是出于主诸般的慈爱是因他的怜悯不至断绝。23节每早晨这都是新的你的诚实极其广大。
This principle of living one day at a time is taught throughout the Bible.
这个活在当下，活在每一天当中，是在圣经里面给我们的一个原则。
In the beginning, when God created the world,
当神在起初创造天下的时候
How did he create it?
他怎么创造这个天地呢
On a day by day basis
一天一天的来创造
He sustains and provides for us on a day by day basis
他也是提供也是让维持我们的生命一天一天的维持我们的生命
As Moses led the children of Israel through the wilderness
当摩西带着以色列民出埃及到旷野的时候
God provided for them on a daily basis.
神也是一天一天的提供他们所需的。
Let us turn to 1 Kings.
我们请翻开列王记上。
1 Kings chapter 17.
列王记上十七章。
Verse 6.
列王记上十七章第六节。
1 Kings chapter 17 verse 6.
列王记上十七章第六节。
The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook.
第六节，乌鸦早晚给他雕饼和肉来，他也喝那溪里的水。
Now Elijah was tired, he was depressed.
我们看到说以利甲是非常疲惫，也非常消沉的。
And he sits by the brook, and God sends angels to minister to him.
他坐在溪旁，但是神吩咐天使来服侍他。
And God commanded the ravens to bring him meat and bread.
那神也吩咐乌鸦早晚给他肉和饼来吃。
How often?
那多么长呢？
One day at a time.
一天，一次一天。
Let's continue in verses 13 and 14.
这从十三节、四节我们可以看得到。
And Elijah said to her, Do not fear. Go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake from it first, and bring it to me, and afterward make some for yourself and your son. Verse 14.
十四节。
For thus says the Lord God of Israel, The bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth.
十三节，以利亚对他说，不要惧怕，可以照你所说的去做吧。只要先为我做一个小饼拿来给我，然后我为你和你的儿子做饼。十四节，因为主以色列的神如此说，坛内的面必不减少，瓶里的油必不短缺，直到主使雨降在地上的日子。
So God sends Elijah to the widow of Zarephath to get food.
所以，神叫以利亚到这个加勒法的寡妇那里去，拿到食物。
He asked her for water and a piece of bread.
所以他就要求有饼跟水。
She says, "I don't have any bread."
这个寡妇说我没有任何的饼。
Just a handful of flour and a little bit of oil.
只有一把的面粉跟油。
But we see that God provided for them. One day at a time.
那从这里我们看到说，神是一天一天的维持他们的生命。
And the Lord Jesus in the greatest sermon that he ever preached.
那在主耶稣所传讲的一个很重要的正道理。
He said for us not to worry about tomorrow.
他这么说不要为明天忧虑。
For each day has enough pressure of its own.
因为一天有当天一天有一天的忧虑。
So without a doubt, the Bible teaches us that we are to live in such a way that we are to trust God to provide for us one day at a time.
所以毫无疑问的，这个圣经里面教导我们，我们要活在当下，一天一天的过。
So how are we to do this?
那我们要如何的做呢？
Well, for starters, we need to put God first in every area of our life.
那当然，第一件事我们可以做，就是在我们每一个层面、每一项所做的事，把神放在第一位。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
请翻开马太福音第六章。
Matthew 6 verse 33.
马太福音第六章第三十三节。
Matthew 6 verse 33.
马太福音第六章三十三节。
But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
三十三节，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
You know, worry to me is always an indication that my values are mixed up.
对我来讲，当一个人忧虑的时候，这是表示说他的这个价值观有一点没有。已经颠倒了。
Whenever I start worrying, it's like a warning light, a red light blinking.
所以当我开始在忧虑的时候，就好像一个警示灯在开始在亮。
It's telling me that my priorities are not in order.
他在跟我讲说我这个优先次序已经错了。
Because I'm putting more value on something that is temporary rather than on something that is going to be eternal.
因为我今天把这个属世的东西当作是比较有价值的，但是把那个永恒的东西当作是比较没有价值的。
So when I begin to worry, I have to remind myself that my values, my priorities are mixed up.
所以当我在忧虑的时候，我常常要提醒我自己说我这个优先次序已经弄错了。
That's why the first point to overcoming worry is to put God first in every area of our life.
这是为什么当我们要这个把、要胜过这个忧虑的时候，就是要把神放在第一位。
We are all familiar with the 23rd Psalm.
我们都知道这个诗篇的二十三篇。
It says, "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want."
主是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
Did we ever really carefully think about that?
我们是否真的仔细地想过这首
诗呢？ When we call someone Lord, that means they are the master of your life. They are in control of your life.
当我们叫一个人主，他是我们的主人，他是掌管我们生命的每一样事。
Now we submit our life to them.
那我们是否愿意把我们的生命交托在他手上呢？
And if he is our shepherd, we are his sheep.
如果他是我们的牧者，那我们就是他的羊。
So、trust the shepherd.
那我们必须要相信这个牧者。
As obedient sheep,
就像一个顺服的羊一样。
So the starting point is to commit our life to Christ.
所以这个起点就是说，我们要把我们的生命交在他的手上。
And then he can heal those worries.
那他就可以听到我们的声音。
You know, the Bible tells us that whenever we become a believer in our heart, in the depths of our heart, that all of the old life begins to pass away.
圣经这么跟我们讲，当我们成为一个信徒的时候，我们从心里面、很深的相信的话，那我们旧的生活、旧的生命就过去了。
And our new life begins.
那我们的新的生命、新的生活就开始。
And so therefore, all the old ways that we had of responding to the struggles in life should be different.
所以今天、我们这旧有的生活方式、旧有的挣扎都应该不一样的了。
All the bad habits.
所有的不好的习惯
，all of the negative thoughts，
不好坏的想法
，all the patterns of the way we reacted to life，
我们怎么样应对今天我们旧有的生活
？They should be gone. They should be released.
这些旧有的生活方式都应该是放弃，已经去掉了。
So that we can begin to grow in the new life.
所以我们才能在我们这个新的生命、新的生活里面成长。
But the problem is, many times we go back and we try to put some of these old habits back into our life again.
但是很多时候我们却尝试把我们旧的习惯再带进我们新的生活新的生命里。
We try to rely on them instead of relying on the Lord.
我们常常想要靠着我们旧的习惯旧的方式不靠着神。
But you see, God is telling us we don't have to do that anymore.
但主耶稣跟我们讲我们不需要这么做。
Because now we are in a father-son, father-daughter relationship.
因为我们现在是一个父子的关系。
And we can count on him.To help us.
我们就可以靠着他相信说他会帮助我们。
So put God first in every area of your life.
所以我们要把我们生活的每一个层面每一件事情都把神当作第一位。
We have to learn to stop living for material things and instead learn to live for God.
我们要学习不要为着物质而活，但是要为着神而来活。
As long as we put anything before God,
如果我们把任何事情放在神的前面，
then we are going to becomeVictims of worry.
但我们就会成为这个忧虑下的牺牲者。
Victims of anxiety.
我们就会忧虑。
You see, God did not create us to put other things before Him.
因为神没有创造我们，让我们把其他东西放在神的面前。
When we do, it causes anxiety in our lives.
因为当我们这么做的时候，我们生活上面就有忧虑。
Now, if we notice back in chapter 6 and verse 25,
如果我们看回来马太福音第六章二十五节这么说
，When the Lord Jesus starts talking about worry,
这个主耶稣开始讲到说生命上的忧虑
，He says, "Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life."
所以我告诉你们不要为生命忧虑。
Now, in English, whenever we see the word "therefore,"
所以在英文如果我们什么时候看到这个字“所以”。
Jesus will always tell us what it's there for.
主耶稣总会告诉我们说接下来是应该怎么做的。
So he's saying, in light of everything that I have just told you, don't worry.
所以我刚才跟你所讲的这些事情，你们都不应该要忧虑。
And what is he talking about?
他是在指示什么呢？
Verse 24.
24节。
He says, No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon.
一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
He's saying that essentially, eventually, everybody's going to have to come to a point in their life where they have to decide the number one question in life.
这么话，他在说的是说，我们每一个人到一个人生一个阶段，总是要想一个很重要的一个问题。
Who or what am I going to live for?
那我是要为谁或是为什么来活？
That's a very important question in life.
这是我们生命当中一个非常重要的问题。
Perhaps the most important question.
也许是最重要的一个问题。
Because whatever you decide is the answer to that question in your life.
因为我们决定的话，那就是我们这个问题的答案。
That is what will become your master.
那我们所决定的就是会成为我们的主。
Because whatever you live for becomes your master.
因为你为什么活，那个就是成为你的主。
The Lord Jesus says we cannot have two masters.
主耶稣跟我们讲说，我们不能侍奉两个主。
So he's saying, if you want me to help you with the worry,
所以如果我们要主耶稣来帮助我们来去掉这个忧虑的话，
put me as number one in your life.
我们就要把主当作第一位。
And as a result, he will bring everything else into focus.
那因为当我们这么做的时候，那所有的事情都放都会到他的顺位去了。
But if we put other things first,
但是如果我们把其他的事情放在第一位，
then God is out of the picture.
那神就离开了我们的这个生活当中。
And then when God is out of the picture, then we really should start to worry.
那如果神没有在我们生活当中的话，那我们就开始要忧虑了。
Because that means that we are out there in this horrible world on our own.
因为它表示说，我们今天在这个邪恶的世界里面是独自的活着。
Trying to make it.Using our own power.
我们尝试着用我们自己的能力来活着。
You know, it's a funny thing about money.
这个说到金钱是蛮有趣的。
Whether you've got it or whether you don't have it.
或者你有很多或者你没有。
You still worry about it.
你还是会忧虑。
You can be a multimillionaire.
你可以是一个百万富翁。
Or you can be dirt poor.
或者你是一个很穷的乞丐。
Either way, you're going to worry about it.
无论怎样，你总会有担忧的。
Because if you don't have it, you worry about how you're going to get it.
因为你没有的时候，你会担心说我如何拿到更多。
And if you've got it, you worry that you're going to lose it.
那你有的时候，你会担心你会失去这一切。
So either way, you're going to worry.
所以不管如何，无论如何，你都会担忧的。
But Jesus says, don't worry about those things.
但是主耶稣跟我们说，不要忧虑这些事。
Just trust me.
只要相信主，
Put me first in your life.
把主放在我们生活上面的第一位。
And the second way we learn how to do this is to live one day at a time.
那第二点我们学习如何做到这个，就是说我们一天一天的活。
Verse 34, chapter 6, verse 34.
第六章三十四节。
Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble.
所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑。一天的难处，一天当就够了。
This really is about as relevant as we can get.
这个没有办法再比这个更清楚的。
It's like he's saying, don't open your umbrella until it starts to rain.
意思就是说，没有下雨的话，你就不需要打开你的雨伞。
Don't start worrying about crossing the bridge until you get to it.
不要担心要过这个桥，直到你到了桥的时候。
You know, there's 2 days in a week that we should never worry about.
在一个礼拜有两天我们是不需要担忧的。
Yesterday and tomorrow.
昨天跟明天。
Concentrate on today.
我们只要专注于今天。
What the Lord is saying is don't worry about the future.
我主跟我们讲说不要担忧明天会发生什么事。
Until you've learned to successfully manage the present.
直到说你能很成功的处理今天所发生的事情。
We've all heard the saying perhaps.
也许都听过这个成语。
Today is the tomorrow that you worried about yesterday.
这个今天就是昨天你要担忧的明天。
So why should we live one day at a time?
所以为什么我们要一天一天的这样活呢？
First, there's two reasons.
是有两个原因。
First, in worrying about tomorrow and tomorrow's problems, We miss out on the blessings today.
当我们在忧虑明天跟要明天所发生的问题的时候，那我们就失去了今天的祝福。
Sometimes we are so focused on what might possibly happen tomorrow, we've missed the blessings that God has prepared for us today.
有时候我们一直想说明天要发生什么事，我们却没有想到说今天神要给我们的祝福。
We become so caught up in what might happen tomorrow, we can't enjoy today.
我们已经把我们的精力时间都想在明天的事情，我们没有办法好好的享受今天神给我们的恩典。
Secondly, we cannot resolve tomorrow's problems with the resources we have today.
第二，我们没有办法用今天所有 的资源来解决明天所要发生的问题。
God has made our lives so that we are to live on a day by day basis.
神今天造我们，给我们这个生命是要我们学习要一天过一天。
Now that doesn't mean that we shouldn't make plans.
但不表示说我们不应该来做计划。
We should plan for tomorrow.
我们是需要为着明天来计划。
The Lord Jesus even advised that we should.
因为主耶稣也教导我们说我们要这么计划。
We plan for tomorrow, but we have to live in today.
我们需要为明天计划，但是我们要住在当下。
We cannot live in tomorrow.
我们不能活在明天。
So don't worry about it.
所以不要担忧。
God will give us just enough grace.Just enough power for today.
神会给我们今天足够的恩典，足够的能力，让我们过今天。
Remember when the Israelites were going through the wilderness?
当我们记得这个以色列人在旷野的时候。
Remember when they received manna?
我们知道说那时候神赐给他们玛纳。
God gave it to them one day at a time.
神是赐给他们一天。一天所需要的玛纳。
He said they couldn't store it up because he wanted them to trust him on a moment by moment basis.
因为这些玛纳都没有办法储存起来，因为神要他们只能一天的来信靠神。
In the Lord's Prayer,
在主祷文里面
，Jesus did not teach us to pray, "Give us this day our weekly bread or our monthly bread."
没有教导我们说我们为这个礼拜的。的食物来祷告。
Just give us this day our daily bread.
给我们今天所需要的饮食。
Because what he provides for today, what we need for today is sufficient.
因为他所祝福所给我们的今天是所需要是足够的。
When we get to the problem tomorrow,
当我们明天的问题来到的时候，
God will give us the solution and the strength at that time.
神会给我们答案来应付明天的问题。
As I said, it's okay to plan for tomorrow.
所以来计划明天是可以的。
God wants us to.
因为神是要我们来计划的。
He wants us to plan to set goals.
因为他要我们来计划来设想我们的目标是什么。
To dream dreams.
让我们有一个梦想。
To set objectives and move towards them.
让我们知道我们这个标杆是什么。
But we don't worry about them.
但是我们不需要为这些事情来忧虑。
We live one day at a time.
我们这样一天这样一天的活。
Worry, you've heard this saying before, probably. Worry is like a rocking chair.
也许你有听过这句话，说这个忧虑好像在坐摇椅一样。
It gives you something to do.
它给你有些东西可以这么做。
But you don't go anywhere.
但是你哪里也去不成。
And that's all worry does.
那这样就让我们一直整天的忧虑。
It robs us of our peace in our heart.
它把我们的心中的平安跟都夺去了。
And that's one of the first things that Satan wants to take away from us is the peace in our heart.
那所以撒旦要夺取的第一件事就是我们心中的平安。
Your pastor, Deacon Cho mentioned this morning about the Dominican Republic.
周执事在今早上也提到这个多米尼加。
The conditions there are.Very bad.
在那里的情况，生活水准真的是很不好。
It's not like you see on the Travel Channel or House Hunters International.
在跟你电视上所看到的这个旅游杂志是不一样的。
The majority of the country doesn't live like that.
大部分的国家的人民都没有住得像那样子的。
In many ways, it's even worse than many places in Africa.
很多地方甚至比非洲的地方更更不好。
I've spent time in Sudan and Somalia in the Air Force, and I can tell you, when you go to the Dominican Republic, it challenges even more than that.
我曾在当兵的时候，在苏丹跟 Somalia 住过， 那我当我去这个多米尼加的时候，比起来这个这里的是更贫瘠的。
But the members there are content with what they have.
但是在那里的同龄是非常满足他们所有的。
They live day to day.
因为他们是一天一天的这样过。
The chapel is probably built in around the 1920s.
他们的会堂差不多是1920年建的。
Made out of wood and just tin.
这个大概是用木板跟这个铁板所造的。
The electricity coming into the building is only two wires.
那这个所这个会堂所供给的电是两条电线拉进来的。
You can't turn the power off. If you want to work on electricity, you have to work with live electricity.
那你没有办法把这个电源关掉。如果你需要修理任何电路的东西的话，你就要这个在电源这样电源不能开关掉的时候这样子做。
We have what we call, what I like to call, natural skylight.
我常常讲说我们有自然的日光。
When it rains outside, it rains inside.
在外面下雨的时候，在里面也下雨。
The first trip I made there, the first night, there was no electricity.
第一次我去那里的时候，第一晚那天晚上没有电源，没有电。
And there is no screen on the windows.
然后这个窗户也没有这个窗户可以看出去。
This is in the summertime.
这是在夏天的时候。
And I put my mosquito net around me.
那我就把这个蚊帐搭起来。
Had my flashlight in my hand.
那我手里拿着手电筒。
And I laid down to try to go to sleep.
那我就躺下来准备要睡。
And a few minutes later, I feel something touching my ear.
那几分钟以后，我发现有一个东西动我的耳朵。
At first, I thought it was a gatsua, but a cockroach, but it wasn't.
我本来以为是一只蟑螂，但是不是的。
Because a few minutes later, after that, I felt something walking on my chest.
因为几分钟以后，我发现说有一个东西在我的胸部上、胸膛上在走。
That's not a cockroach.
我知道这绝对不是蟑螂的。
So I turned my light on, my flashlight.
所以我把手电筒打开。
There were three rats in the bed with me.
所以在我的床上有三只的老鼠。
So I did what everybody would probably do.
所以我那时候当想的是，大概是每个人都想着做的。我就叫一下。
And I try to sleep every 10 minutes. I'd wake up looking around.
所以我就尝试又睡，但是每十分钟我就起来要看有没有老鼠。
But thank God, Pastor Hu went after me and he fixed a few of those things, those problems.
感谢神，胡传道在我以后去了，他把那些一些我们所面临的一些问题都修好了。
It lasted for about a year, but now the rats and the mice are back again.
差不多好了一年以后，这些老鼠又开始回来了。
This last summer.We had a tropical storm go through when I was there.
这个在这个这次的夏天，我们有这个副热带的暴风雨过境。
So we're sitting there in the dining area, and waiting for the winds and the rains to subside.
所以我们坐在这个用餐的地方，等这个暴风雨过去。
We have buckets everywhere trying to catch the rain.
那在我们坐每个地方都有一个水桶来装这个。
Cover our beds with plastic because the water is coming down on the beds.
滴着水，那我们也盖着我们所床，因为到处都在滴水。
So sitting in the dining area, and I felt something hit me on the head.
所以当我坐在这个用餐的地方的时候，我发现好像有东西掉在我头上。
At first, I thought it was a raindrop.
当初我想说可能就是雨水吧。
And then I felt a few more heavier ones come down.
那结果我发现有比较重的掉在我头上。
And then I felt something hit my shoulders.
我发现说有东西到我的肩膀肩上。
Then I look and I'm covered in termites.
结果我一看，我被这个蚂蚁这在我身上都很多的蚂蚁。
Falling out of the ceiling.
因为他们从这个天花板上掉下来。
But you know what? Every Sabbath morning, those members come to the church early.
但是你知道吗？每个礼拜六安息日早上，这些信徒都很早的来到会堂。
And the brother will take a mop that has maybe about three strings on it.
那这个弟兄会拿着这个拖把，这个拖把也许只有三个线绑起来的而已。
He mops the floor and he's singing hymns as he's mopping the floor.
当他在开始拖地的时候，他唱诗，一边拖地一边唱诗。
Today we enjoyed a wonderful lunch.
今天我们享受很好的爱餐。
Do you know what they have for lunch?
你知道他们在吃中饭吃什么吗？
Bread and water.
面包跟水。
And it's good.
但是非常的好吃。
Because it comes from their heart.
因为那是从心里面出来的。
They go down to the store and they buy this fresh baked French bread.
他们去这个店买这个新出炉的这个法国面包。
And they so happily prepare it and serve it to you.
那他们就精心的预备来做给我们吃。
And I often thought if we ever served bread and water for lunch in our churches in the U.S., we'd be in big trouble.
我常常想说，如果我们像他们这样子精心预备面包跟水的话，在我们这个美国的教会的时候，那我们一定会有人抱怨的。
I think there would be a revolution.
可能会有一个革命出来。
But they are content.
但是他们非常的满足。
We are planning to build a new chapel there.
我们在那里想要建一个新的会堂。
So I showed them the drawings for the new chapel.
所以我就把这个会堂新的会堂的蓝图给他们看。
Oh, their eyes lit up. They were so excited.
你可以看见他们眼睛都亮起来，他们非常的兴奋。
And I thought about this morning as Deacon Cho was presenting his sermon.
所以我在今天早上周志在分享的时候，我就想到。
They were so content until they saw something better.
他们说他们非常的满足，直到他们看见有更好的。
So now they are anxious about the new chapel.
所以现在他们就很兴奋的等不及待的等着这个新的会堂。
So please keep them in your prayers.
所以请我们为他们在我们日常的祷告里面纪念他们。
They have a simple faith.
他们有一个非常单纯的信
心。Most of them are uneducated.
大部分的人都是没有受过教育的。
They need a lot of our prayers and a lot of our love.
他需要我们的带导，需要我们的爱。
So the future, when we think about it, it can really become overwhelming.
所以在以后的时候，当我们想到这个以后要发生的时候，有时候我们觉得会很忧虑。
So God, in His wonderful wisdom, designed our lives. He designed the future to come at us in small, bite-sized pieces.
但是在以从主耶稣给的无穷的智慧里面，他预备我们，让我们每天都是一点一点的来到。
24-hour segments.
这个一天有这个24个小时。
It's like the hourglass.
就像这个时钟一样。
You flip it upside down, and the sand goes through.
当你把这个用沙的时钟翻遍另外一边，就沙就开始掉下来，流下来。
But it goes through one grain at a time.
但是它是一滴一一滴一滴沙一一点一粒沙。
That's the way God intended for us to live our lives.
那神也希望我们是这样子的过日子。
Don't worry.
不要忧虑。
Because it's not reasonable.
因为这个是没有理由的。
It's not natural.
因为这不是自然的。
It's not natural because God didn't create us to worry.
自然的，因为神没有这样造我们，让我们要这样忧虑的。
And thirdly, we trust God to care for the things beyond our control.
那我们相信神，让我们不用担心超乎我们可以控制的事情以外的。
Matthew 6 verse 30.
在马太福音第六章三十节这么说。
Now if God so clothes the grass of the field which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith?
三十节，你们这小信的人啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？
So the third step to living one day at a time is to trust God for all of the things that are outside of our control.
所以活在当下的第三点，就是我们要把信靠主耶稣，我们不能控制的东西，都要信靠在主耶稣的手上。
If we can't control them anyway, we might as well trust God.
如果我们不能控制的话，我们还不如就相信信靠主耶稣。
So many people worry about the economy.
很多人都担心说经济会怎么样。
They worry about what's going on in Washington D.C.
他们担忧说今天在华盛顿当局政府会怎么做决策。
I don't know about you, but President Obama has never called me and asked me for any advice.
我不知道你们啊，但是这个奥巴马这个总统从来没有打电话给我问我说我应该怎么做。
And neither did any of the other presidents.
那其他的总统也从来没有打电话给我过。
So I have very little control.
所以我没有什么我没有什么控制的。
So what good does it do me to worry about it?
那所以对我有什么好处？我这样每天的这样忧虑呢
？The only thing I need to know is that God is still on the throne.
我只需要知道，就是今天神还在他的宝座。
God is still in control.
神还是掌管一切的。
And whatever happens to this country, whatever happens in Taiwan, whatever happens in Indonesia, and any other country, God is still in control.
那不管发生在美国，发生在台湾，或是发生在印尼，我们知道说神还是掌管一切的。
And whatever happens will be according to His plan.
那不管怎么发生，都是照着他的计划所发生的。
So.Learning to trust God to care for things is so important.
所以学习要信靠神，是非常重要的。
You know, worry and faith are opposites.
我们知道说忧虑跟这个信心是背道而驰的。
Worry and trust is opposite.
这个忧虑跟这个投靠之心也是相反的。
They cannot live together in the same home.
他们不能在同一个点合在一起住在一起的。
When worry comes into your heart, then trust and faith goes out the door.
所以当这个忧虑进到我们的心里面，那我们心里面的信心，我们对神的投靠心就出去了。
And worry will stay in your heart until you invite trust to come back in.
那这个忧虑会继续留在我们的心里面，直到说我们把这个投靠神的心信心再请他回进来我们的心。
There's a couple practical ways that we can trust God for every moment.
那是有一些实用的例子，我们可以学习来信靠神。
First is don't panic, pray.
第一是不要焦虑，要靠着神，要祷告。
Because really, that's all the alternatives we have.
真的，这只是我们唯一的方法而已。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4.
请翻开腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章。
Verses 6 and 7.
第六节，第七节。
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Verse 7.
第七节。
And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
第六节。应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。七节。神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
If a problem is not worth praying about, it's not worth worrying about.
如果一个问题不值得我们花时间去忧虑的话，那我们就不需要为这个事情来祷告。
Peter said that we should cast our worries, cast our cares upon the Lord.
那彼得说，我们要把我们的忧虑、有的问题都交托在主的手上。
Many times the problem is that we become what we call Indian givers.
很多时候我们就好像这一直在给这个叫做印度的给予者。
We give them to God and then we take them back.
我们给了又把它拿回来。
We kneel down and we pray for an issue or a problem in our life.
我们也许跪着为一件生活上的一件事情来祷告。
We say, Lord, I trust it to you.
神啊，我信靠你。
And then we get up from the prayer.
那我们站起来。
And we pick up those worries once again and start worrying about them all over.
那我们又开始把这个忧虑又拿起来，又开始在担心这些事情。
It's like saying, Lord, I'm not done worrying about it. I want to worry about it a little bit more.
好像在跟神说，神啊，我这个忧虑还没有做完，我还要继续再为这些事情再担忧几次。
I used to do that all the time.
我常常是以前是这么常常这么做的。
I'd get in bed and I'd start worrying about something and I'd think, you know, this is crazy.
我常常躺在床上就开始担心所有要发生的事情。
This is really stupid of me.
我觉得这是很愚蠢的。
My worrying is not solving the problem.
因为我在担忧的时候并没有办法解决这些问题。
It's just a slow form of suicide.
这好像一个很消极、很慢的一个自杀的方式。
Because it's keeping me awake and I can't sleep.
只让我这个有不能睡觉。
So then I would get out of bed, I would get on my knees, and I would pray.
就让我失眠，所以我就要起来，半夜起来，然后跪着祷告。
I said, Lord, I give you this problem.
说主啊，我给你我的问题。
I cast all my cares upon you.
我把我的心怀意念都交在你身上。
It's yours.
这是你的。
And I get back into bed.
那我就回到床上。
I pull the covers up.
那我把这个被拉起来。
And then I start worrying all over again.
那我就开始又从头又开始在担忧了。
See, I was giving them, I was taking them back.
所以我又给了又拿回来，又给又拿回来。
And then I come to realize what James says in chapter 1 is we can't be double-minded like that.
所以我记得说雅各书第一章跟我们说，我们不能心怀恶意的。
We either trust him or we don't.
我们不是信靠他，就是不信靠他。
We either understand that His ways are not our ways, or we don't.
我们不是信靠他所给我们的路，不然就是不没有信靠他。
So when we pray, we absolutely have to trust that God has heard our prayer, and that's it.
所以当我们祷告的时候，我们要绝对相信说主已经听到我们祷告，我们都交托给主了。
In His way, in His time, He will answer that prayer.
根据他的智慧跟他的时间，他会解决我们的问题。
He answers every single prayer.
因为他回答我们每一个祷告。
Sometimes it's yes and it's immediate.
也许有时候是是的，马上就回答。
Sometimes it's maybe later.
也许有时候是很久以后才发生。
And oftentimes it's no.
但很多时候是不。
But he still answered the prayer.
但是他还是回答我们的祷告。
So we have to understand that if we do not put God first in our life,
所以我们必须要了解，如果我们没有把神放在第一位。
Then our values aren't correct.
那我们的价值观就错了。
He says in the Ten Commandments, we shall have no other gods before him.
在十诫里面说，我们除了神不能有其他的神。
So what is your God?
那我们的神是谁呢？
Is it your job, your business?
是我们的工作，是我们的事业吗？
Is it your family?
是我们的家庭吗？
Is it yourself?
是我们自己吗？
Your bank account?
是我们银行的账户吗？
You shall have no other gods before him.
你不能有其他的神。
So when I put him first, then all of these other things will be brought into proper perspective.
所以当我们把神放在第一位的时候，那其余的东西都会回到他的顺位去。
And another great way to learn to trust him and to live one day at a time.
还有一个很好的方法来学习信靠他。
Is to learn and memorize the promises in Scripture.
就是要记住这个圣经里面应许神所应许的话。
All throughout Scripture, there are thousands of promises made by God.
在这个圣经里面有很多记载神的应许。
Learn those promises.
如果我们学习这些神对我们的应许。
Because they're like blank checks.
这些好像在空白支票一样。
The Bible is God's contract to us.
因为这个圣经就是神跟我们的一个合约。
He says, "This is what I'm committing myself to."
这好像说这是神答应为我们所要做的一切事。
Whether it's in regards to your family, to your finances.
或者是有关我们的家庭生活，或是我们的事业
；to your health, to your life，
或是我们的身体的健康，或是我们的生命
；whether it's your past, your present, or your future， I've made these promises to you，
或是我们的过去、现在跟将来，神都应许做了这些承诺给我们。
And when you know something is covered in a contract，
那我们当我们知道说这些都包括在我们这个合约里面
，you can relax，
那你就可以轻松了
，because he will make good on it。
因为你知道他绝对会履行的。
The Lord Jesus Christ has made it possible for us to live worry-free.
因为主耶稣让我们今天有办法说不再忧虑的这样活着。
There is absolutely no reason for God's children to live with fear and worry in their lives.
所以今天做一个神的子女，我们绝对是没有理由要活在焦虑跟惧怕当中。
Live one day at a time.
我们只要活在当时一天一天的这样活。
Put your hands in His hands.
把我们手放在他的手上
，trust him on a day by day basis，
这样一天一天的交托在手上
，moment by moment basis，
一刻一刻的交托给他
，then we can learn to live without worry and without anxiety，
我们就可以学习不用焦虑，不用惧怕。
Let us sing hymn，
我们来唱诗。
351，
351首。
Again, I praise and thank God for allowing me to once again be able to spend the Sabbath with my loving brothers and sisters in Irvine.
再次我感谢神，让我有这个机会在尔湾与亲爱的弟兄姐妹一同在这里团契敬拜神。
And it seems like every time I come here, I see not only familiar faces, but a lot of new faces.
像我每一次来，不仅看到我熟悉的面孔，也看到很多新的面孔。
And this really shows that the abundance of God is with you.
那我们可以看见说，神的跟我们大家同在。
And we have much to be thankful for.
我们有很多都要感谢的。
This evening, there's going to be the Hosanna event in Canoga Park Church.
今天在肯诺加教会有这个何萨纳音乐布道会。
It's the English Spanish Hosanna.
是一个英文跟西班牙文的音乐布道会。
So we ask that you keep this event in your prayer.
那请我们大家为这个布道会代祷。
That God will move many hearts to come to accept Him and to seek after His truth.
求神能感动很多人的心来追求他的真理。
And We continue to pray for the spiritual convocation for Irvine next week.
那我们也继续为下个礼拜的灵恩布道会来代祷。
That God will also move the hearts of your loved ones and your family and friends to come join in the event.
求神感动我们所爱的我们的亲戚朋友，让他们都能来参加。
Let us pray together.
我们一起跪下来祷告。